Hello?
Hi, it's Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. This is Mark.
Hey, Nick, yes.
Hey, Mark, sorry I missed your call. Is it okay? Do you have a couple minutes right now?
Yeah, a few minutes. I gotta get ready to get out of here, but sure.
Absolutely. I gotcha. So I know you work with Megan, and so I just wanted to go over your, before we sign off on an approval, what you really need right now. I saw here in the notes you were looking for about $10,000.
To begin with, and yeah, as long as it, you know, I'm looking to see how it's going to work and if it's going to be something good. So, I don't know.
Okay. So it looks like we'll be able to. I just wanted to get what you really needed right now before I hammer out the numbers, because it looks like we'll be able to get you just over 20,000. So I wanted to see if there's any need for more than 10 right now.
Okay. Well, then I would have to ask. What would the terms be? How long would it, the loan be for? Those kinds of things.
Right. Okay. So that's what I want to hammer out is the pricing and the terms.
Okay. Well, can you do this, Nick? Can you give me two different options? How about 10, 15, and 20? And then send me what that's going to look like and see if it makes sense. You know, I know it'll be good for you guys. I just want to make sure it's going to be good for us.
Right. Well, we just want to make sure it makes sense for you too, right? So we don't want to get an approval that doesn't make sense and you don't need additional capital. Probably to start this relationship, we'd be looking for, less than a year.
Okay.
So, I know Megan probably went over a lot of things right now. Your credit came back at about 625 for your credit score. And,
yeah, I know. It's the national it takes forever to go back up.
I know. And so, but we want to work with you.
Kind of weird is they don't count your mortgage. You know, I ain't been late on my mortgage in 3 years and it doesn't even show up on the credit report. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, we had to do a bankruptcy, you know, years ago with this recession. It was brutal. You know, but we've come back from that. You know, we've got vehicles and stuff like that now. But
Well, that's why we want to work with you. And, we want to, take a chance at building a relationship. And the thing is, if we start with a shorter term and get your foot in the door and just get some payment history with us, then
that's the other reason I was thinking probably less to begin with. And then get it paid off and then look at the, next time around.
But
I'd like to see the different scenarios, what you, between like a 10, 15, and 20.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got a huge project right now, and I need to get a new saw. And this project, only pays every 30 days. I got my payroll. This saw is going to cost a little bit. So it would come in handy probably because the, cash flow is the problem.
Right.
Sometimes.
Okay. So that's all. The saw is about $2,600.
What's that?
The saw was about $2,600.
Yeah, somewhere around there. $2,627.
Okay. And there's some additional capital for the project.
Mm-hmm.
Labor and materials. Okay. With the shorter term, if you're thinking a smaller amount, not the whole 20 right now, you could refinance halfway through. And extend it to, get more capital and stretch out the term and everything like that. So I have some options for you that way. But I'll get back to working on the pricing and not sure if I'll have it wrapped up today, but definitely Monday morning I'll have some final numbers for you to review and take a look at. But like I said, so we got it up to just over 20, maybe 22,000. And if everything looks great and makes sense for you on Monday, we could be looking at funding as soon as Monday, or we could, wait. How soon would you be looking for the capital?
It all depends, But sooner more than later, actually, because I do need to get that saw. Things are okay payroll right at the moment. A little tough this week, but we'll make it through. It's just my receivables. I got 30,000 in receivables right now. This moment.
Yeah, we're just getting slowed down a little bit.
2,000 in the bank. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll send figures over to you
once we figure out what we're gonna do.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, we'll talk Monday.
You,
all
right,
Mike.
You've been there a long time, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been there?
Well, for me, it's a long time. I've been here 2 years, and then I was doing this before for another bank.
I think I talked to you a while back. You're the only consistent one. I've talked to other people, and they seem to come and go. But I remember
it's well, we've been growing. People going to different offices, but yeah, I remembered.
I think I talked to you a long time ago, right? A year.
You know what? I think maybe I know we touched base. I think in September.
Okay.
And but I think it was before that, maybe about a year ago. I think you're right. But because I went through my emails and I think I checked up in September, see how things are going. But yeah, no, I've been here a while, and I was doing this for a smaller firm before, and I love what we do here, and so I ain't going anywhere.
Good deal, man. All right, Nick. Well, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you.
You too, Mark. All right. Talk Monday. All right. Bye.